Welcome to After Dark, Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com, where you can click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. While you're on AmericaOutLoud.com, please check out the articles and podcasts, which are updated several times a day, thousands of podcasts and articles from some of the top conservative contributors from anywhere in the world. So you guys definitely want to check out AmericaOutLoud.com. And while you're there, please share the articles and podcasts on social media. We appreciate that a great deal. We're back after a big 4th of July holiday. We hope you all had a great long weekend. I know Rob and I did. We had a great time going and seeing the fireworks. At least I did. Rob can give his analysis on what his 4th of July was like, but it's always just such a special day to me on the 4th of July, just celebrating America. I love going out and seeing the red, white, and blue colors everywhere you go. It's just so patriotic. But something that is a little shocking to me is how you've got Pride Month right for the 4th of July. So I was at Walmart the other day and I went and looked at the 4th of July souvenirs and whatnot that they have, or decorations. And right next to the 4th of July decorations, they were almost put together, was the Pride decorations. They had Pride flags right next to the American flags. They had Pride stickers and all these other things for Pride events, Pride plates, Pride cups, you know, all this stuff for Pride parties right next to the 4th of July stuff. I just think that is totally out of place. And it was sad to see as an American that you see this mixed in with our great 4th of July holiday. Anyways, Rob, how are you doing tonight? And how was your 4th of July?
Andrew, I'm doing great. I am proud to be an American. I will shout that from the rooftop. I'm proud to be an American. And so should you and so many others that are listening to our broadcast tonight. Because it's because of America that we have the freedoms we do today. We have the freedom to celebrate. We have the freedom to walk about. We have the freedom to do what we want to do to fulfill our fullest potential. Only in America. And you see so many people fighting to come to America. Despite everything that the left says about America being horrible and it's not a great place, we don't like it, yet and still they're here in America. I'm a proud American. Some people will say that I'm African American, I'm Black American, I'm White American, I'm this American, I'm Indian. No, I am an American first. I put that before anything else. And I must admit that as I grow older, I get even more patriotic and happy to be an American. Because when I look back on history and I look at where we came from, I mean, yesterday was the celebration of America's birthday. Some people get it all twisted. But looking back where we came from to where we are today, man, we've come a mighty long way. We're not perfect, Andrew. We make mistakes. But we get it right eventually. I look at me being a Black man, and I look at the history that Black people had of slavery. My history just didn't start with slavery, but I look at how we overcame so much, living the dream. And we can't forget that. You look at our Supreme Court, look at the rulings that are coming out now that people are viciously attacking, and you have 9 people on the court trying to make it right. You look at what happened years ago when they had Plessy versus Ferguson. Separate but equal. Before then, the Dred Scott decision that pretty much codified slavery, but then you had Supreme Court justice to come back and say, no, that's wrong. Look at the Constitution. Look at what the Constitution says. All men are created equal. All men are guaranteed these inalienable rights that were given to us by God. Now, the paper puts it out there plain and simple so that you can read it, but we know as born in America, human beings, we are free, free to choose liberty, life, pursuit of happiness. But yet and still, people don't like it. They're mad, they're angry. But I bet you one thing, if you were to ask, I think her name is Brittany Griner in Russia right now, I wonder what are her thoughts right now, Andrew, while she's sitting in a foreign cell, jail cell in Russia. I wonder if she's looking back and thinking, wow, I took it for granted. If I were her, if I got back here, I would say, thank God I am on American soil and I'm happy.
Yeah, well, hopefully when she comes back, if she comes back, she'll be standing for the national anthem. And she has a newfound respect for America and the freedoms that she's had her entire life. And apparently she took for granted because she refused to even stand for the national anthem previously.
She took it for granted. So many other people are taking our liberty for granted. They're taking this country, what they have, for granted. And why? Because they've been indoctrinated at an early age, indoctrinated in school to be mad at America. You have to have a grievance with America. Look at Hillary Clinton. She came out the other day and said that she's known Clarence Thomas. She went to school with him, that he's always had this grievance. He's always been mad. He's always been angry. Well, Hillary Clinton, let's think about this. You are a year ahead of him. Did you guys actually communicate? Why are you only now coming out saying this? Because it's pile on Clarence Thomas Day. Let's take him now because we've got that black woman, that token on the court, and we want to make certain that she shines. So we got to like suppress the black man. This is something that the liberals are so successful at doing, suppressing the black man. And then you have black women like Joy Reid, black men like Al Sharpton that keep piling it on as opposed to trying to uplift the black man. They're trying to suppress him as they did during slavery, suppress the black man. And then we wonder why. We look around and go, what's wrong with our black man? Well, they're putting up with all this BS coming from the left. And I want to say one other thing to Hillary Clinton, but she would say he always had these grievances. He always had a chip on his shoulder. Well, Hillary, if you look back at time, and you look at the time when he was in college with you, again, I don't know if they ever interacted. I doubt it seriously. But during that time frame, it was during the civil rights, the upheaval and everything. He was a wannabe Black Panther. Now think about this. He was a wannabe Black Panther, a Democrat. So he had those grievances then. Look at the Democrats today. They have grievances. But see, he woke up because he realized that the source of his contention, the reason why he was having all these grievances, was because of the party that he was being loyal to, the party that had done absolutely nothing for him but give him false hope and make promises, the party that is doing the same thing today to Black people, giving them false hope and promises, as opposed to telling them, be proud to be an American, celebrate the American flag. Well, we don't worship objects. Okay, just celebrate being an American. But as you said, Andrew, you went to the store and you saw gay pride all over, gay pride flag and this. You walk around in New York City. That's all I see. You would think that is gay pride city. It's on everything. It's at restaurants. They have desserts. I think I told the story about I went to one burger shop and they had an ice cream cone called the pride cone. No, the rainbow cone, the rainbow ice cream. And it had all these colors of the flag. I'm like, are you serious? Can we at least get one flag, one cone celebrating America, red, white, and blue? I saw an interview with some folks on TV and this guy commentator was asking them, are you proud to be an American? Or do you celebrate July 4th? She's like, oh no, I don't celebrate. It's meaningless to me. I celebrate Juneteenth. And if you were to ask her the meaning of Juneteenth, does she fully understand it? And I think that's the show we aired last night about Juneteenth. She would say, it's just a celebration for Black folks.
Yeah, you know? In fairness, she probably wouldn't be able to explain the 4th of July either.
You're right. She wouldn't be able to explain the 4th of July. You're right. You're right about that. But I'm looking and she's like, oh no, you know, it's meaningless to me. But do you understand the meaning of Juneteenth? Do you understand that's when, you know, the message got out in Texas that the slaves were freed, and it took some time because, again, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have newspaper for it to get around. But see, people don't talk about that. The only thing they talk about is, oh, well, they freed them and they didn't want the slaves to know about it. And they tried to do this and do that. Yeah, that's true. But you also got to realize is that we didn't have the mechanism that we have today to communicate, to get the word out. So it did take some time, a year or two, for it to spread all across to say, hey, slaves are free. But who was keeping that information from Black people? Democrats. Because if you remember, it was the North that went to war with the Democrats to help free the slaves. Now, I'm sure that there were some people who was like, oh, I don't want to get involved in this. It's their life. But they knew about the Constitution. Yes, Abraham Lincoln was a racist. Some of the things he had said about Black people not being intelligent. And he wanted to save the Union. But he did the admirable thing. People should be free. People shouldn't be owning people as they are today. They're owning them mentally, which is what the Democrat Party is doing. Coming in with their divisiveness, owning the mindset of Black people, constantly telling Black people that white supremacists are after you, constantly telling Black people that the Republicans don't like you, that they're racist, they're xenophobes. That's right out of the Hillary Clinton handbook. Go look it up. But they're constantly feeding Black people this diet.
Yeah, these people on the left spend a whole month celebrating Gay Pride and Pride Month. And then, as you said, a lot of them don't even celebrate the 4th of July, which is celebrating the greatest country in the world, just one day a year. And then these are also the same people who say that they want Ketanji Brown Jackson to come in and stick up for women's rights, when this is the same woman who can't even define what a woman is. So how is she going to come under the court and stick up for women's rights, as they put it, when she can't even define what a woman is? These people are completely out of touch, and they've lost it, Rob.
They have lost it. She can't define what a woman is, but yes, they're going to celebrate her going on the court, and you're going to see all these things written about her. The opening of the first Supreme Court days, they're going to write about her. Oh, she's there. She's taking her seat, and she's the first citizen. She's that. She's this, and the other thing. Meanwhile, they're trying to redefine a woman as being a man. Meanwhile, they're trying to suppress the Black man. Meanwhile, they still have their control over the Black mind. Whereas Hispanics are rejecting this, they're turning against it, and they're saying, no way, we will not be fooled. Well, that's not to say that all of them will wake up and see through this maze that the Democrats have created and placed them in. But many of them are waking up, and they're saying, this is not it. And if I could just go back to, when they started turning on the Black man, is when they found out that I think about 25% might not be just that a Black man favored Trump because he was an alpha male. They favored that get up and do it yourself. And that's what Black men are about. All men are about that. But we're referencing Black men because that seems to be the pigeonhole for Democrats. They're trying to control that group of people because it makes up a significant amount of their base, as opposed to allowing them to be free thinkers. They want to attack them. And any Black man that thinks otherwise, oh, he's not Black. I read somewhere the other day, I think I heard a talk show host was talking about Clarence Thomas, and there was a journalist, I think the guy had worked on, I was trying to see if I could find his name, I think he had worked on CNN, and he had written a piece saying that Clarence Thomas wasn't really a Black man because he had never gone to or supported. His name is Rex Chapman. Yeah, Rex Chapman, because he had never supported an NBA game.
Yeah, former NBA player Rex Chapman.
Is this the right guy?
Yeah, he's got a Twitter that's got a lot of followers. Okay. But he was in the NBA previously.
Okay, so he's attacking him, saying that Clarence Thomas really isn't a Black man. Now, this is how they pile on and start attacking people. Whereas we hear otherwise behind the scene, even Sonia Sotomayor, who's a Supreme Court justice, that he is the smartest man she's ever known. They have a difference of opinion, but he knows all the Supreme Court clerks' names. So he probably knows who leaked that story. And they talk about leaking, Andrew. What the heck is John Roberts doing? Why hasn't he come out and told us who leaked that information? Are they still investigating? I don't get this. This is without a doubt Clarence Thomas's court. Do not deceive yourself. Do not doubt me when I say this. This is his court, the same way it was Scalise's court before he died. This will become Clarence Thomas's court. And the left sees it and they don't like it because they want this to be Ketanji Brown Jackson's court because she's a Black woman. They want everyone to demur to her, to fall down and worship her at the altar and go, oh, well, we can't say anything because she made this and she made that. This is Clarence Thomas's court. So they're trying to do their damage to him now, so that when the first session of the Supreme Court opens this fall, that she will walk out in front. And they want everyone to be silenced, because this is how they work. I see this. This is exactly how they work. They put the Black woman there. And if you go against her or say anything, they will immediately say, you're a racist. You don't like Black women. You don't like Black power. Andrew, believe me when I say this. I see this happening in corporate America. This is what they're doing. They want to elevate her so that they can scare all the other justices. That if they don't decide with her, they're not doing it because she's a Black woman. And if they aren't doing it, so what? Who's to say who she is? She's not supposed to get on the court running things. She's a junior staffer, as far as I'm concerned. Look at all the other Supreme Court justices that went and got on the court. They would come on the court and they would say nothing. They would let the senior justices speak first. But see, what they're trying to do is build her up so that she could go out there guns a-blazing and ruling, and everyone else must demur. They must say, okay, whatever she says, we're not going to say anything. And why? Because if we say anything, we'll look like we're going against her because she's a Black woman. And this is how they work. So they must destroy Clarence Thomas. They must destroy him before the fall. They must do all they can to take him out. And shame, shame, shame on you, Joy Reid. Shame, shame, shame on you, Don Lemon. Shame, shame, shame on all of you Black so-called journalists and commentators who are trying to destroy this man as opposed to lift him up. Shame on you, Barack Obama, who has not come out to speak out against any of this acrimony that's going on. Instead, he and Michelle have added more fuel to the fire. Shame on you. Now, I'm borrowing this from your playbook, Andrew, because I like when you say shame and you come down and you tell them. So now I'm going to use, because it was powerful when you first said it. So it might not be have the same gravitas that you bring with it, but hey, I'm going to bring my own.
Well, you know, Rob, we mentioned how Pride Month is celebrated for an entire month. And in a lot of cases, the 4th of July is only celebrated on the date of the 4th of July. Well, here at America Out Loud, we're going to celebrate the entire month in celebration of the 4th of July, America's Independence Day. All listeners, new and repeat, will get 50% off Immune Super Boost, an incredible offer. Go to healthycell.com/outloud and use the code America50 for 50% off Immune Super Boost. That's healthycell.com/outloud and use the code America50 for 50% off Immune Super Boost. We've never done this deal before, so be sure to head on over to healthycell.com/outloud to take advantage of this great deal. We've got Miles Bridges accused of domestic violence, Disney promoting men having periods, and an NBA analyst called a coon by a NBA player. Lots to talk about when we come back on After Dark with Robin.
It's summertime. Ready for your vacation to the beach, the lake, or the mountains? But what about your accommodations? Ever wonder what germs were left behind by the previous guests? Kathy G. from Tulsa says the Genesis Fogger gives her peace of mind and confidence when traveling. With Genesis, she knows that the air and surfaces in her vacation rental are free of bacteria and viruses left behind by the previous occupants. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
The Genesis Fogger is critically important to breathing cleaner air, which is essential to good health. Almost no one is killing pathogens in the air where they pose the risk of transmission. We've been ridiculously focused on hand sanitizer and other measures where the problem is the microbes are in the air, including COVID-19. The Genesis Fogger is HOCL. It's a powerful tool, not only for living with COVID, but also removing harmful pathogens. Remember, if we have fewer virions in the air, much less likely to get a critical inoculum and actually get clinically sick. The same thing applies to the cold and flu, whether it be adenoviruses, coronaviruses, polymyxoviruses, influenza, viruses. And also, there are antibiotic-resistant superbugs. There can be ones particularly that are airborne, including Clostridium difficile, which is airborne and in contact mode. So consider the Genesis Fogger that utilizes HOCl. The Genesis Fogger is perfectly designed. It's a machine that produces a fine dry mist using HOCl that quickly kills germs, bacteria, and viruses in the air and surfaces, and it does it simultaneously. So please go to genesisfogger.com/outloud and get 15% off your purchase of the Genesis Fogger. That's where the upfront cost is going to be. And I can tell you, you're going to be happy you did it. So let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
How the spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. Now we invite you, friends, to invest some of your time with our magnificent family of experts, their minds and voices. It's all back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
While many things we hear are lies, we know one thing is true. Viruses exist and people get sick. Look, there's no guaranteed way to keep from getting sick, but there is a way to reduce your chances. Cofix RX, the original povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray that you hear Dr. McCullough talking about, provides an additional, invisible layer of protection from colds, flu, coronaviruses, and more. Click the banner ad on AmericaOutLoud.com and use promo code OUTLOUD for 20% off. Stay protected with Cofix RX.
And we're back. Still proud to be an American. We'll always be proud to be an American, as I said, and as Andrew so eloquently said when he opened up the first half of the show. Now, I want to go back to Rex Chapman, because when we were doing the pre-work, I was looking at this, and then Andrew helped me out realize who this guy actually is. Rex Chapman, he's a white man. Now, he used to play in the NBA, but he's a white man trying to define what a black man is. No, the definition of a man is an adult male, plain and simple. But he's doing what these liberals have always done, saying, well, this is a real man. And they use this in context of a black man, you know, especially black women when they're getting mad at their baby daddies, and say, well, if you were a real man, you would do this and do that, always challenging the man's sexuality in essence. And you do that to a black man, it really gets a man mad. Now, I know they do it to white men, but for black women say that about black man, the fight is on. And they do it deliberately, because what they're trying to say is, you're not a man, you're a pansy. You know, I don't care what you got, you're not a real man, you know, because a real man would do this. And then a fight pursues, and you know what else happens. But this character, Rex Chapman, him saying this, he's taking this from the playbook of black women trying to challenge this man's sexuality, who the man happens to be Clarence Thomas. And he said that he's not a real black man because he hangs over here. You know, and when I was growing up, I would get a lot of that stuff that you're not really black because you don't sound black. You don't act black, as if black is a way to act and to sound, because I had good diction. I wasn't going around horse playing. I was concerned about my studies. I wasn't considered a real black person. A lot of black people can tell you that story and share that story with you. I think Ketanji Brown even said that she had got that once or two or twice or what have you. But it has become more prevalent now. And it's coming out of these professional, educated black people like Joy Reid, Al Sharpton, although I don't know if he's really educated, but he tries to play one on TV, educated black man, Don Lemon. And the other day, there was a show that Joy Reid had on talking about what black women go through. I thought it was really insulting for NBC to actually have this show with them sitting around a table and these black women airing out their grievances. Well, you know, they didn't like me because of my hair. And I had to do my hair like this. And then one woman even said that she was a commentator for, I think, ESPN. And that when she went out, she was always aware of the white man gaze on her. So she had to be careful as to how she looked and how she groomed her hair. So she had on a weave and she, you know, had her hair straightened and whatnot. I mean, and I was watching this, and I didn't watch all of it, just like little clips, snippets. I thought, wow, they're actually putting this on TV, Andrew.
Yeah, and I see this a lot where you see these people who go on TV. You see it with the gay and trans community as well, where they go on TV and they talk about how everything's been so bad for them and how America's so racist, or in gay's point cases, they say bigoted, and that everything's planned against them. To that, I say, if you think that America has a big racism problem, that's more of a you problem, because there is no reason you shouldn't still be able to go out and enjoy your life. They act like it's like the 1800s. We're in 2022. America's the best place for Black people to live of any country in the history of the world. And here you have these people like Joy Reid still acting like she's some kind of big victim. Well, if her life sucks, that's her fault. It's no one else's fault. She's got all the opportunity in the world. She's making millions of dollars, and she knows that. But she's just using all these other Black people to try and keep this narrative up that Republicans are holding them down and the Democrats are going to bring them up. But we know that's not true.
It's not true at all. And see, and what's happening, I mean, I will give her this. Yes, there's racism. And yes, she might have had a hard, difficult time. But look at the people who gave it to her, the people that control the news media, the woke white liberals. Now, Republicans, they're not doing it. Because as Clarence Thomas said, when he got ready to get hired, Republican came to him, Senator, I think it was Representative Danforth, and told him, hey, go here, here's your resume, go get the job. And that's what he did. Whereas you have all of these little qualification and check boxes that you have to do when you go and apply for a job at a liberal establishment. So I was looking here because I wanted to call these names out. Jonathan Capehart, a gay Black man. Tiffany Cross, a Black woman. I don't know what her sexuality is, and I really don't care. And Candace Gorton, he's another liberal. Craig Melvin, a liberal on TV. All of these liberals have all of these opportunities, and yet and still they're complaining. No, think about this. They have all these opportunities. They're rich. They're getting a big salary, but they're still saying, oh, woe is me. They're not treating me this way, and they're doing me like this, and I can't make this. It's like, wait a minute. You're on TV complaining. You should use that opportunity to tell other Black people, look, you can make it. We can do it. But instead, they want to constantly feed them this diet of racism and that someone is after them. And you know why they do it? Because they want them to keep voting for the Democrat Party. But hey, people are waking up, especially the Hispanics. And again, I hope to God that they turn out in huge numbers and denounce the Democrats, because this will have to be a wake-up call for them, because other than that, they won't wake up. But I hope they denounce them, and I hope Black people see that this diet that the Democrat Party is feeding them, they need to turn away from it. When you have people like Rex Chapman, a white man, a white liberal who's woke, who probably walks around in his house in a tutu trying to say, oh, I'm still feminine, I can be a metro male. You need to turn them out and say, no, you can't say that. Who do you think you are? Look at the damage that you're causing. But they won't. They will celebrate him. Andrew, you mentioned another story of a Black NBA player, Miles Bridges. Information has been released about him saying that he beat up his wife. Look at how they're using the Black woman against the Black man. Here we go again. And people will look at this and, oh, yeah, we need to kick him out. And what is he doing? What's going on here? This is the America that we're living in.
Yeah, this is an interesting story with this Miles Bridges, because this was on the eve of free agency, the night before he was set to sign around a 4-year, $100 million deal. His wife comes out and posts these pictures of her being abused. Apparently, he turned himself in the following morning to police, where he bailed out on $130,000 bond. But no team is going to offer him this contract anytime soon. Now, this young man seemed to have cost himself a lot of money whether he abused this woman or she's got false allegations against him. She does have marks, and she even had their child come out and say that he saw the abuse take place. A lot of people took issue with that she would put her child out in the public like that to defend her claims that he beat her. But what's very interesting is they are married, and he was set to sign this 4-year, $100 million contract. So, and if this was a situation of her being a gold digger, you would think she would wait until after he signed his contract to come out with this information, because in a way she's cost herself a lot of money, because she would have gotten a big portion of that, you would think.
Yeah, she would have gotten a big portion of that. But again, she's mad. She's angry. She's thinking, I'm going to get back at him by doing this. I'm going to post these pictures. I'm going to include our child and say that our child has something to do with it. So you have all these people rallying behind her saying, now, again, I don't know if he did it or he didn't do it. If he did do it, he was wrong. But now you're taking, or could possibly be taking, food from the mouth of your child. And speaking of food from the mouth of a child, I saw an interesting video the other day, an article. First it was a video, then an article, of a woman, a Black woman, who has 4 kids, and all of them have different baby daddies. And then the man comes in, pulls up in a blue sedan, I think, with food from McDonald's for his one child. And the mother, she's talking, and she's like, I don't believe he's doing this. And she's using all these epithets and cursing and probably the N-word, you know. And she's like, I don't believe he's doing this. He's only bringing food for one kid. What about my other kids? And blah, 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 blah. So he gets out. She goes, I'm going to put him on blast. She's like, you only got one McDonald's. What about my other kids? And he's like, what? What about my other kids? She's like, I brought food for my kid. Well, what about my other kids? You got to feed my other kids. I haven't got my food stamps. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Who would even put this on social media? But you know what? Liberals are okay with this. Woke white liberals are okay with this. They're okay with putting Black people out there in bad light. Oh, this is the problems that they're having. And look at all this. She's got 4 baby daddies. And the one baby daddy, he's coming in there. He's going to get one McDonald's. He's not going to get the other McDonald's. And some of the commentary is like, well, why is he giving the kid McDonald's? He should be giving the kid something else. I'm like, what? You should be saying, why is she doing this? Why is this even on? Come on, Andrew, this makes no sense.
McDonald's is the least of the problem.
Right, that's the least of the problems. Why is this even on social media? No one's going to question that. No one's going to say who's behind it, who's at the top in allowing this to go through. A woke white liberal. And they're okay with it. They're okay seeing this. I'll send it to you, Andrew. I forgot to send it to you. But it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, folks. But this is what Democrats, they're okay with this. They're okay with this, all this drama. They're okay with this woman having kids by 4 dads. Or are they okay with it? Maybe they wanted her to have an abortion, Andrew. I didn't think about that. Maybe, maybe she didn't get the memo that she's supposed to have an abortion. And she wouldn't have all these kids by 4 different men. And who are the different men? And then she has the audacity, Andrew, to tell the guy, well, you knew what you were getting into when you slept with me. I go, what? I mean, I would have looked at that. Wait a minute. If this is just and I'm going to say it because this is After Dark with Rob and Andrew, just a booty call, I need to wrap that rascal. Because I don't want to lay down with her and have my seed in her. And then my kid is part of her cadre of kids. I don't understand how guys do this anyway. I mean, I don't, like, come on. Now she's got all these baby daddies, and she wants one baby daddy to feed it. Now, in all honesty, if he was a respectable man, I would think, and if he was really into her, and it wasn't just a booty call that night, okay, and if they had a relationship, if I was going to bring food, I wouldn't just bring it for one, although the other kids on mine, I would have gotten food for all of them. I would have gotten like a pizza or something. Maybe he's in between jobs because, you know, in this Democrat environment, you don't have to work. You could just wait for the government to give you money. And as she said, her food stamps hadn't come yet. And from looking at these people, although they blurred his face out, but from listening to her, she's probably in your 20s, an able body that can go out and work. But of course, the Democrats say, don't work, honey, child. You just stay at home. We'll take care of you. While you're having all those kids and keeping the Black man out of the house, that's, again, from the Democrat playbook to keep the Black man out of the house so that the Black man can't be helped raise the children. So again, so she's telling him what he needs to do and what he didn't do. But as I say, if I were in a relationship and I was truly into it, I don't know about you, Andrew, but I would have gotten like a pizza or something so that all the kids could have eaten as opposed to just one child. Because it does look kind of bad. You just get it for one child. But again, that's just his kid. He's not the father of the other kids. Why don't she call the father of the other kids and say, hey, what's your name is going to bring his kids some food. Can you bring your kids some food? Call them all up so that they can all have a picnic party, you know, and eat. But, you know, who knows? She probably doesn't even know who the baby daddies are. Or she's in between finding out who they are. But I bring that up because it's just embarrassing knowing that this is social media, the social media that tries to kick off people, conservatives, but they will allow garbage like that to be on social media nonstop, Andrew.
Yeah, how far will the decay of society continue to go with social media? This is the same type of story where you see all these people who are witnesses to like a horrific incident, and instead of trying to help out the victim or something, they'll just take out their phone and start filming it with no human compassion whatsoever. The first thing they think of is, oh, I can film this for my Twitter or Facebook account. I see that all the time where you'll see someone injured. Instead of seeing anyone help them, you'll just see everyone with their phone out and filming them. You see that all the time on social media. It's very unfortunate. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast on the America Out Loud iHeartRadio channel, or go to AmericaOutLoud.com and click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. We'll be back with our final half of After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 120 times per month. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains full effective doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day, pill-free, ultra-absorption ingestible gel. It tastes great, comes in a convenient squeeze gel pack, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
And we are back with the final minutes of After Dark with Rob and Andrew. And still, folks, we are proud to be an American. And this is just a show that we're just having fun looking at different things in the news and providing a commentary. So we want to talk about another story that Andrew shared with me. I'm going to kick it off, tee it up, and then he can take it from there. So that we won't forget and we're on target, we're going to talk about Kendrick Perkins, Disney and PMS, and of course, the lovely Liz Cheney. So I was trying to team this up. Kendrick Perkins, he's being attacked. Andrew, take it away.
Okay, so basically Kendrick Perkins is a former NBA player. He was pretty average at playing it in the NBA, but he did last a long time in the league, was a former NBA champion. And after his playing career, he went on to ESPN to give analysis on the game. Well, in his analysis, he's often critical of some of the other players that he watches in the NBA. And as such, a lot of these players are so sensitive to these ESPN analysts and their criticism of them that they call them Uncle Toms. It's happened in the past where a fellow analyst, Stephen A. Smith, has been called that by NBA players. Basically, they look at it like they're cashed in on their playing career. Now they're going to the media to try and insult Black people for a paycheck when that's just not the way it really is. It's just giving criticism of the sport. I mean, who plays in the NBA? Mostly Black people. So if you're an analyst for the NBA, you're going to criticize players, which a lot of them happen to be Black. Well, this Kendrick Perkins did just that, and NBA champion Draymond Green for the Golden State Warriors took exception. He went on a long-winded rant talking about this, basically insinuating that Kendrick Perkins had sold out the Black community and is listening to his white handlers and taking direction from them on some of these criticisms. Kendrick Perkins came fired back, very upset, said no one tells him what to say. And he was very offended that Draymond Green even called him the word coon. And that was very offensive to Kendrick Perkins, who went on a profanity-laced rant on social media. But Rob, what are your thoughts on this story? I was really interested to see what you would think. It's always interesting to me that we see these Black people who always throw out that word like it's nothing to a fellow Black person when they feel like they're not as in touch with the community, perhaps, as they are. However you would explain it, perhaps you can explain this phenomenon that we see better than I, where you see these Black people often calling racial slurs to fellow Black people. What is that all about?
It's just part of their, it's almost like a virtue signaling. It's allowing them to do it because they're saying, okay, you're Black, so you have a license to say it. No one else could say it. Look at Joy Reid. Look at how she has attacked Clarence Thomas nonstop. She has attacked Tim Scott nonstop. Al Sharpton has done the same thing. And I mentioned the other PMS NBC host, like Tiffany Cross. And there are just so many others. Melvin Craig. You go on PMS NBC and you have a cadre of Black so-called journalists, they're actually pundits, attacking conservative Black individuals. Look at how they attacked Condoleezza Rice. They couldn't even acknowledge the fact that she was the first Black woman Secretary of State. Couldn't even do it. Look at when, what's his name? Colin Powell, Secretary of State. They gave him no props. And a lot of Black people don't even know that we've had two Black Secretary of States. A lot of them don't even know we have a Black Supreme Court Justice. If you were to ask them, what was his name? Her name, Ketanji Brown Jackson, or Thurgood Marshall? No, we have one sitting on the courts right now, Clarence Thomas. Oh, he's just an Uncle Tom. Oh, he's just a coon. Oh, he's just a this, he's just a that. So I find it interesting when white people use that, be it conservative or liberals, and Black people get all bent out of shape. Remember the singer who said the word in jest to a fellow white person? Oh, how dare he use the N-word? Yeah, but you use it 24/7. You use it in rap music. Now, you're able to use it because you're an American and you have the right to use it. You see how I tied that in, folks? You're an American. But that is a word that comes out of Black people's mouths in order to assault, to attack. As I said, Rex Chapman attacking Clarence Thomas by saying he's not a Black man.
And it seems like to me we hear that in a lot of cases when you'll see a Black person go on to be successful in a venture. The Black community that isn't so successful wherever they're originally from takes that as an insult, almost like they're selling out to white people and that they're turning their back on the Black community. I just think that attitude has got to change because they should be happy for their fellow Black man that he's went out and gotten a great job and getting a lot of publicity and things like this.
Exactly. You would think that they would be happy. But this guy, Draymond, I mean, he looks very terrifying to me anyway. I never care for him. I've never been a fan. But Kendrick Perkins isn't following the line that he wants him to, because he isn't being that good old Black boy and saying the things that he wants him to say, he has to take it to the lowest common denominator, that like bring it down really low, to take a jab and attack him. Now, he says, like you said, come out and apologize, but why would he even say it? It's out there now. Those words have been uttered. It's out there. Going back to Rex Chapman, no one, the Black media, has come out and challenged him and said, wait a minute, you don't, who do you think you are to try to challenge who this man is?
Right.
But see, they're okay with it. They want that. The more they attack Clarence Thomas, these black so-called woke commentators, they celebrate it. The attacks that they lay on. Remember when Trump was in office? Oh man, well, there were some great days. And you know what? He's out of office. But man, he is the first president to have a second term and not be in office. Look at all the wins that he's had so far. I mean, abortion, all these other presidents said that they were going to do it, but he's like, no, I believe in the sanctity of life. Now, whether or not he personally is on board with abortion, who knows? But his moral compass said that we can't do this. And you look at so many children, look at the liberals who have been born because their parents chose not to abort them. Because there are a couple out there that I would say, no, you should have been aborted. And I got rid of you, you know. But movie stars, I can't think of this one guy who's like right now, he's a flavor of the month. White guy, blue eyes. And he said, hey, my mom was a teenage mother. And he's in the movie Morbus. Gosh, his name escapes me. But he said, and he won an Oscar. He said, but she chose to have me. And so many others. And Trump, I mean, the EPA ruling. This guy is like really knocking it out of the ballpark to not be in office. Now, I want to go on to the next topic.
I was just going to say in a related story, I wish I remembered the name, but I saw another story where an actor was saying that their mom was raped and almost had an abortion, but they didn't. And they ended up being born, but the person was pro-choice. So they were saying that they were glad that their mom had the option to get an abortion. It's like, aren't you pretty happy to be alive? I mean, I think you're sending the opposite message of what you're looking for there, because seeing that you're a successful human being now and saying that your mom should have been able to abort you would almost support the pro-life argument more than the pro-choice argument. But continue on.
You're right. So the PMS, Disney and PMS, I think I sent this to you. Disney is so woke, it's not even funny. Again, a man and a woman, two completely different species. Okay, completely different. A man can't have a baby and a man can't have a period. I don't care how many times you go in and mutilate your body. Unless you were born a female, you are not a female. You can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself and you can dance around and prance around and say what you think you are. But you're not that. Oh, well, in my mind, and I feel so much better now. I mean, when these people are saying these things, they suffer from gender dysphoria, they really do need psychological help. They really do. Now, if you wake up and say, I'm gay, I'm a lesbian, okay, that's one thing. But then when you're trying to go in, I'm going to change my body because I like this body. To me, it's akin to if I were to wake up and I say, I don't like brown eyes, I want blue eyes, then I go put on blue contacts. I don't like black hair, I want blonde hair, and I go dye my hair. Okay, because I'm looking at myself, but I don't see myself that way. I see something different. That to me is akin to it. Now, some would say, oh, you're making it so light. Yeah, so you need to see a psychiatrist so that they can help you understand what you're going through. To me, it is a medical condition. Anyone who's going in and they're completely just altering their body, yeah, I think it's a medical situation that needs to be addressed. Okay, but let's say some go ahead and they do it. They do, and they say, but no, I feel comfortable in this skin as opposed to the other, like Caitlyn Jenner. But he's not going around saying that everybody should do this, or I am a woman, and you miscategorize me, you need to be sued. No, he's not doing that. In fact, he's still supporting, or I'm not going to say still, but he supports women's rights. And he says, I am a man, I transition, but I should not be participating in things that are for women. Whereas you got other folks like Disney, a huge corporation, that are trying to push this down our throats. They're trying to get our children and get our children to believe this nonsense, Andrew. What do you think about it? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's really sad. And it reminds me, just recently, there's this trans who's competing in skateboarding, who's got who's 25 years old, this trans is, and she could be competing against girls as young as 13 years old. And they were interviewing this trans, and he was saying, oh, I'm not going to be taking it easy on these little girls, and things like this. It's just unbelievable the kind of world we were living in. And as far as Disney goes, this video you sent me over the weekend of this new scene from a Disney movie where they're going into the aisle and looking for tampons for his son. This is the truth. There is a Disney movie coming out where there's a scene where a guy's going through the aisle looking for tampons for his son. And you've got all these other people in the aisle trying to give suggestions on what the best tampon would be for his son. This mental illness and it being promoted to children like this, it should be criminal, in my opinion. This is just wrong, what we're seeing. This is not made for child minds. And I don't know about you, Rob, but when I was watching Disney's when I was a kid, the last thing I wanted to see was anything about periods or PMS or anything of the sort. What were your thoughts on that clip we saw of the Disney movie?
Well, they're trying to make it commonplace. And like you said, this is a kid whom they're probably trying to, they're in the middle of transitioning. This is really sad. And then the ruling that came out by the sports organization, I think on women's swimmings, or maybe on sports as a whole, that says that if you want to participate in a sport that is not the gender that you're born in, you have to start the transition when you're 12. And people, they didn't look at that. They were like, well, okay, this is the beginning. This is the starting place so that we can make this an even equal playing field. I'm like, wait a minute. It said transitioning when you're 12. So when you're in fifth or sixth grade, you can start this. Are you serious? You're going to start the castration and the mutilation of kids at that young age. And we should celebrate that because it will allow an equal playing field as they get older and start competing. Well, how do you know at that age they want to start competing? At that age, if they're confused, they need to be seeing a psychiatrist and they need to see a professional psychiatrist and not some psychiatrist who's going to recommend them start taking hormone suppressant pills. And you have companies that are supporting this, just like you have companies that are saying, we're on our benefits plan, we're going to be okay with you having an abortion. These companies have a selfish reason for doing this because they don't want to pay out more healthcare, more benefits. So that's why they want you to have an abortion. They want to start the castration of kids because they don't want kids to have children. Only in the United States are we allowing this to happen. And we're thinking that we're at the forefront of things, that this is okay. This is damning. This is unbelievable. This is wrong. It is morally wrong that we're going to start trying to change kids. How did we get here so quickly? There was an underlying current that we looked the other way. And we allow these people to go into our schools with drag hour and do all this nonsense. Nancy Pelosi coming out saying, oh, we celebrate the drag queens because you brought color to our lives. That is entertainment. That has nothing to do with color in our lives. It should not be brought into our schools. That's entertainment. It should be kept in a venue, just like we have strippers in a venue, just like we have porn in a venue. It's only a matter of time that porn will start be, they'll start having porn shows. There are some universities that are studying porn. There are some books about it. Why are we sexualizing our kids at such a young age? And who's doing this? The people that are in control of all the media. Democrats, you have radical individuals. And if you look at the top, Andrew, you look and see who's sitting at the top. The person at the top is a person who's confused. I remember there was a memo that came out from Disney. They did a video and they were saying, oh yeah, we hired all these people with diversity. And you know, we're gonna make certain that we sneak in more same-sex marriages and we're gonna sneak in this and sneak in that. Look at the Disney movie Lightyear. It's tanking at the box office. Although they're saying, oh no, it did okay. It's tanking. I'm not letting my kid go see it. I'm not gonna go see it. What is the reason of having a same-sex kiss in the show? Well, because some families, you know, they're same-sex. And that's their family. What percentage of the population? A small, minuscule percentage of the population. But we want our kids to feel, okay, no, you're trying to push an agenda. Plain and simple. So everything we've talked about, it all falls at the feet of liberals, woke liberals, because they control all of this. And some people can't see it. And I wish they could see it. I wish they could see who's pushing this down our throats. It's not about equality. It's an agenda that they're pushing. As you said when you started out, Andrew, when we go to the store, when you went to the store for July 4th celebration, you saw all this paraphernalia about the pride parade and the gay flag and all this other stuff. Why? Why is it given an entire month? It's about identity. It should be given one day. That's it. Move on. But they're giving it an entire month and everyone, and you see all the flags. You see an American flag? No. if someone were to burn up a pride flag, oh, they got to go to jail. Look at how backwards this country has become. And then speaking of being backwards, the other day, Liz Cheney, going back to politics, folks, this is America, proud to be an American. We can do that here. Liz Cheney, Andrew, gave a speech at the Reagan Library. And she's saying that Republicans can't be loyal to party and loyal to Donald Trump. It can't be one of the, you have to choose sides. Well, whoever said people will be necessarily loyal to Donald Trump as opposed to just supporting him? Donald Trump is living rent-free in her mind. And that is the reason why I hope she loses her election. I hope she loses so badly that she's so embarrassed that she goes away and become a spinster.
Oh, she will, and it's going to be a great night here on After Dark with Robin Andrew after that happens.
Yeah, it will be a great night, but I want her to go away permanently. I don't want her to get a show on CNN or PMSNBC. I want her and Adam Kissinger to both go away forever. And if Republicans can get on the same track and say, this is how we're going to run this party, we would be invincible. Because I'm of the school of thought that I know they have all these people planning on running for the president, and there are a lot of good candidates. And like, man, you know, I would prefer Trump, but I know that DeSantis, I know that Pompeo, whom I thought was the best Secretary of State ever, bar none, hands down, the best Secretary of State. The man was on fire. Never once was he going against Trump. They were always lockstep in sync. And I like him. What's the other cat's name? Mike Pence, you can forget about it. I would never vote for him in a million years. No way. Because right. When it came to that critical moment, he, as Trump would say, choked up. So I don't care how many excuses he have. No, all you have to do, buddy, is read the Constitution. And I'm going to hold you to the Constitution. I know that the left won't do it, but I'm going to hold you to the Constitution. And because you could not follow the script that the Constitution had given you, the rights by the Constitution, I don't have no use for you. Okay, just vote the way you should vote as a Republican, and that's it. Plain and simple. But you're an American, and you have every right to run for the presidency, because in America, that's what you can do, Andrew. Proud to be an American. Proud to be an American.
Very well said. We covered a lot of ground tonight about what's going on in this great country of ours. Thank you for joining us on After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you stream, or go to AmericaOutLoud.com and click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.